Welcome to RingCentral Conferencing. Please enter access code accepted. There are 3 other participants in this conference. Please announce yourself.
Good morning, great day, Coach Mike Husson. Today we are going to kick off. Good morning, good morning. Thanks, you guys, for being here today. And today's an exciting day because this is where the rubber meets the road as far as our business is concerned. And today we're going to talk about step number 2 in our role here of 10 things that you can do to have a great wrap-up of this year. And frankly, guys, I was thinking about this yesterday, that everything that we're going to be talking about are things that you need to be doing on a normal basis. In other words, these are natural areas. Obviously, there's more things that we can do, but these are the fundamentals. And in one of my recordings, if you go to my website, realprofitbuilders.com, I have a recording up there that talks about the fundamentals and the importance of some very basic things that we must do in our business in order to push it forward. And it's real important that we get these 10 things down because these are truly fundamentals. Every day, every way that we're running our business, just like a computer operation, a Microsoft or Amazon or McDonald's franchise, they all have fundamentals, what causes their business to work and what things that happen that causes them to fail. And the owners and the operators of those enterprises understand what those are, and they work at them consistently all day long to make sure that they're keeping their businesses moving forward. And that's the key operative. What are you doing to keep your business moving forward? And today we're going to talk about one of those elements that is very, very important to our business. Yesterday we talked about the fact of getting your database together. And so I hope that you guys are taking a very, very close look at your databases, like yesterday, starting that process out. If you got a lot of names or it's all over the place, don't get overwhelmed and overthink that, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to manage it? How am I going to figure this out? Just do a piece at a time if you need to. Do 5 or 10 names a day is a great start. So if you guys are on the phone or listening in on this conference call, please, if you can, take a second and mute your phones just until maybe the end here, just to keep the noise reduction down. So working on your databases are very important. So today I want to talk to you about, which is number 2, step number 2, is commit to getting 100% out of your comfort zone and complacency and looking to prospect, lead generate for at least 2 hours a day. I know that each and every one of us can find that time in our day. And I'm going to give you some quick bullets today. No specific order, except to understand that it's very, very important that we understand this faculty of looking for people to help us in our business. We must keep in mind that a lot of people, and these even companies out there, and I have nothing, there's nothing wrong with them. I think they have a great place in this, in our industry, in terms of training us and how to become very good at working our referrals and our databases, but there's a limitation on that. And what I mean by that is there's only so much that your database will refer you or do repeat business with you. If you have a huge database, then that's a different conversation, but that takes years to sometimes build. It doesn't keep you from doing it now, but as you're starting to especially build your business, you can't solely depend on people that you know. And if you're going to do that, at a very bare minimum, you got to create a very strong strategy to make sure that you reach out to them. But let's not limit it to that. We have to ask ourselves, where did those people that I currently know, i.e. my past clients, my centers of influence, my sphere of influence, where did they come from originally? They originally started from people that we never knew before. So in its essence, these were people that were once, quote-unquote, cold people. Now they are warm people. They're in our database. So if you want to build a progressively successful, predictive business, then if you keep this in mind, you work both on who you know and work on finding people who you don't know, who thus become people that you what? Know. So we want to keep that in mind. So let's talk today real quickly about this understanding of what it is that we can do to create a very good lead generation process. Now, there's a million ideas floating out there, but I have some very simple fundamentals as to what we can do. The first thing that we have to understand is that we have to make a decision that this is going to be an important element in our business. I think most people, you know, they dabble in it. Well, I don't know if I really want to or if I should. No, you have to make that decision that if you're going to want to build a business. Now, if you want to do a few deals a year, this may not be important to you. However, if you want to build a successful business doing 25 or more units a year in volume, 25, 50, 100 units, then this is a decision that you must make and stay with it, because this is the rubber that meets the road in terms of building your business. The first step is the decision. And the other side of that, which actually comes before decision, is the desire to have a successful business. In other words, what's on the other side of the bridge in your mindset? What are the reasons why you're doing this? And understand that this process here of lead generation gets you to the other side of the bridge. There's no other way around it. I've tried to skin this cat, been doing this 35 years plus, closed 5,000 more or more transactions, worked with thousands of people who are making a lot of money, and in its element, it's very difficult to see if there's anything different here from getting across this bridge to what we want, and this is one of the most important areas that we must get understanding. So let's take, if you're taking notes, great. Write down some quick thoughts, okay? Some things that we must do in order to create a great lead generating time. First thing that I would definitely suggest is start it early. Get it out of the way. As I was talking to one of my clients yesterday, you've got to eat that frog first thing in the morning. And it's something that we have to put our teeth around, but getting it out of the way, if we don't do it first thing or the very beginning of our day, the chances of us getting it done are likely not going to happen. So get it done as early as possible. When? My ideal world is 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the best thing to kick it off and start that process. And there's other things that we'll talk about as far as role-playing and things like that at another call, but get it done early. The next thing is we have to do, I think a lot of people don't have this success in this lead generation situation, is because they're not set up for success. They walk into their space, they work in a cubicle that's not really designed for prospecting or lead generation. It's haphazard. They're maybe working out of their homes and they're working off the kitchen table, and it's not really set up. So you have to set yourself up for success. A great headset, leads that you've got prepared to call, people that you want to communicate with, you're practiced up, you're ready to go. All of these minimal, these routines create a great opportunity, and these are minimal steps to get you into the mindset, into that environment. Just like when you get into your car, it's ready to go, take you to your destination. Your prospecting, your routines, your environment are critical, and that includes the people around you. Okay, and I would suggest that if you're going to generate leads, put up a sign, put a poster on the back of your shirt or whatever you want to do that says, "Don't bother me now. I'm working to build my business. Have a nice day. I'll talk to you later." And you go as far as doing that, literally putting up a sign that says, "Stop talking to me. I'm prospecting." These things are very important that helps you develop a great routine. The other thing that we have to do, the next point I want you to do, is we have to become efficient at the process. And that, again, comes down to what we have to do. So part of the routine of getting your environment set up and creating this efficiency, we have to connect those dots. So efficiency, when we get really efficient at something, we become ultimately more effective at it. In other words, the more we do something, the better we become at it. And efficiency wrapped around this represents, again, as I said a second ago, just enough to use a headset when you're making calls, using a dialer such as Arch Agent or Mojo or Sales Dialers or Red X. Whatever you're using, any of these facilities help it to become more efficient. So it's helpful to really get yourself into a mindset that we're going to be efficient at this process. So frankly, at the end of the day, it's more enjoyable if we're more efficient. If we have to put our phone on our chin or we're using a cell phone to dial, it's really sometimes a challenge. But if you use a dialer, it's an automatic system. It helps us to become more efficient at the process. Another point we have to think about is, where are we going to get our business from? So we've heard the thoughts that at the end of the day, we can either buy, we can wait, or we can go out and find business. I think all three of those things, that they can work in concert together to help us build our business. And I think going out and finding people to work with is more valuable than just simply taking a dollar out of your pocket and investing it into advertisements or buying leads. Now, all of them today can work well. It all depends on your budgets. It all depends on how quick you need money. If you need money sooner than later, then you're going to have to want to make the decision to go out there and find people versus just simply waiting for them. Because at the end of the day, the waiting game is an expensive proposition. One, it costs you money out of your pocket, and the other expense is waiting for that money to come in when you can really do things today. Who are other sources that we can call? Obviously, we want to work with the people that are having their hands up in the air saying, hey, I want to sell my house. Call me up. I'm interested in wanting to buy, or I'm interested in wanting to sell. So I'm going to go down a quick list here. There's obviously your, we talked about that yesterday, your past clients and centers of influence, invaluable resource, expired listings, invaluable resource, for sale by owners, really invaluable resource. Nobody really calls by owners. We think that they do, and we hear the by owners saying, oh, nobody's calling me, but nobody is really calling them. And if they are calling them, it's very inefficient. We'll be talking about that tomorrow on our group call with Scott. I'm going to be doing a training on that. You'll get an email about that. But the by owner is really a great opportunity. Another untapped area, and you've heard about this, is circle prospecting, picking a neighborhood that has decent turnover in it and going into it and actually getting a list of numbers to call into those areas. Nobody's doing that. The great part about that, you get ahead of the curve. When you're thinking about, oh, well, the expired and the for sale by owners are competitive, this area right here, there's nothing like calling people and seeing if they're interested in buying or selling. From a cold perspective, I don't look at it that way, but I look at it as really a warm opportunity, meaning that nobody's really tapping into that. So if you can get to somebody before they make a decision to actually put it on the market, then you're way ahead of the curve in generating business. So there's some other thoughts that we can get into, and I'll send you a list of ways that you can actually get business. But the last few points I want to share with you today are, why don't we really prospect? Why don't we really do it? A lot of times we don't know how to do it. We don't know maybe what to say. I want you to use scripts, but more importantly, I want you to think about your scripts as questions that you're asking people to elicit responses for them to see if they want to sell or buy. We have non-productive work habits that get in our way. We start too late. We begin doing other things, and then those things get in our way. We don't track what we're doing. We're not getting the results right away. This is a big thing. A lot of people, well, Mike, I do this and I don't get the results right away, therefore I get frustrated and I figure I can go try to do something else. Folks, it takes time. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time, especially if you're doing a lot of calls and a lot of prospecting to find people. You just have to get yourself into a groove, and the groove is created by consistency, or you have the basic fear of prospecting. And if you handle all of these other areas in advance, such as knowing what to say before you get on the call, you're role played out, you practiced, you got some things down on that, you know who you want to call, you know what to say when you do speak to them, that fear begins to dissipate over time. I get that rejection is there, I get people are going to hang up on you, but don't let that get in your way of building your life, your dream, and what you want to do. At the end of the day, what I want you to get down before we wrap up today is this thought around this, okay? Lead generation is absolutely an important area and a real critical area in your business. Now, I'm going to talk to you in a couple of days as to what might keep you from really prospecting, and I'm not going to tell you about that today. I'm going to kind of keep it under the wraps here because this is a very important thought that I've thought about it for a long, long time, and really what keeps people from prospecting. And I'm going to tell you, maybe just keep it in mind. It's going to be there for you. So here's what I want you to think about as we wrap this up. Look who you can call. Buy into the decision that this is a critical area for success for you. It's a must. It's not a maybe I should prospect or generate business. Listen, it's got to be a must for you if you want to build a successful, again, predictable, growth-oriented business. If you want to do a couple of transactions a year, maybe this is not for you. However, this is important. So memorize your scripts. Memorize the questions that you have to ask people. Understand what are some of the common objections that you might receive. When you role play, be easy on your partners to get through your role plays, but then be difficult at another role play with that same individual. In other words, make it easy, but then make it tough. That builds your muscle, and it gets you strong at being responsive when you are generating leads. At the end of the day, keep in mind that generating leads, prospecting, can be done very effectively and very efficiently when you make that decision. Keep your environment free of distraction. Make the decision. Put it on your schedule. I'm going to do this from 8 to 10, from 9 to 11, from 8 to 12. If you want to build a business that's doing 50 or 100 deals a year, you're going to have to put in the time. I personally did 2 to 3 hours in the morning, and then I was in the field another 1 to 3 hours in the afternoon, both presenting and prospecting. So I split my day up so I didn't get overwhelmed with the repetitious boredom, which we'll talk about in a couple of days here. And so that kind of broke it up. So think about what you can do to generate your leads. Guys and gals, there's a lot more to this than just simply this call today. But the most important thing I want you to walk away with today is your decision that this is an important part of your business building activities. And when you make that decision and you structure your business and create a plan to go after it and practice it, get it down, figure it out, you will have the greatest business that you can ever imagine. Because at the end of the day, there is no competition when it comes to this. Yeah, there might be an appearance of a lot of people calling everybody, but guys, especially here in South Florida, we have 75,000 agents between three different counties. When I call somebody up and they say, oh my gosh, you're the 20th person who's called me, folks, there is no competition in this world. And the cool part about it, you're going to win by just doing this, and you're going to win at a higher level with the other two areas I'm going to talk about in the next couple of days. So I anticipate that you're going to be on these calls every day, and I'm glad you're here, and I want to thank you for your time. So go out there, create a plan, make it happen. If you have any questions that you want me to address on any of these calls, please let me know. Send me an email to Mike at Mike Husson, and I'll certainly make sure if I don't address it on these calls, we'll certainly make that happen and get you an answer to whatever you're challenged with or you need an answer for to help you build your business. So go out there, make it a great day. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow, 7:45. Go to www.realprofitbuilders.com to re-listen to this recording, and please pay it forward to other people as well to help them become good so you can have a lot less competition and a lot better people to deal with, even if you are going to compete. Talk to you later, and go make it a great day today. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.